You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis, on Thursday, November the 23rd, is to preside over a prayer for peace in South Sudan and in the Democratic Republic of Congo in St. Peter's Basilica. The event, organised by Solidarity with South Sudan in association with the Justice and Peace Office of religious organisations worldwide, invites Christians across the world to join in prayer for peace in the world, especially for South Sudan and DRC, two conflict-ravaged nations in which millions of displaced people are suffering the effects of violence and terrible humanitarian crises. I spoke to Michel Roy, Secretary-General of Caritas Internationalis, the Catholic Church's international aid organisation, about the situation in the two African nations, and I asked him why it is so important to raise awareness.
It's hugely important to come out of indifference about what is going on in so many places in the world which has just forgotten. The media don't speak about it, and so it's just forgotten. Now, we've chosen South Sudan and DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, as two examples of such countries and peoples that are suffering so much from conflicts that they have never wanted, of which they are the victims. Why those conflicts? Because of political interests, but the real reason behind is access to resources by other countries and by multinational companies. So in the DRC, it's clear that the war in Kasai, which has displaced 1.4 million people and sent a number of them in neighboring Angola, has been raised by the government of Congo to create a situation that would not allow elections to take place. So they are postponing elections all the time and firing, lighting a fire like this one is a good reason to postpone elections. They want to remain in power because neighboring powers want this government to stay. So the interest is not only the interest of those who are in power, but the interest of the neighboring countries that want to go on pillaging the country. In South Sudan, I think the North has never accepted the independence of the South and has been fueling the war as well, for political reasons in this case. But there is oil, and access to oil remains an issue, and sharing the wealth, therefore the common good of all, is not on the page. And to stop a war, once it has started, is really very difficult. To reintegrate the youth that in Kasai have been enrolled into the various militia today is a must, but very difficult. People are hungry, there's no food, they have not been able to produce food for the last three seasons. So they need food from outside, which is not brought in quantity. World Food Programme has been asking the international community to fund such a programme, which is funded only at 35% now. That's really far from the minimum. The schools have been destroyed, not to speak of churches or convents, which will be reconstructed only through church support, not international support. So right now, the needs are humanitarian needs in South Sudan, in DRC, in different places, no? But also in the Central African Republic, in Darfur, which has been at war for now 13 years without stopping, and many other places in the world. So there is a need for a humanitarian response, which the international community is not ready to give, it seems.
It all takes place in this deafening silence, this globalization of indifference that Pope Francis always speaks about.
Yes, absolutely. And so there is a need to mobilize our politicians at all levels so that they will engage themselves, their governments, the international community to find ways to come out of this tragedy. Peace can be reached. It's a question of will.
And it's up to us as well, the ordinary person, to lobby our politicians.
Very much so, because actually they don't do anything unless we mobilize them. So it's for every one of us to go and talk about it with those we have elected so that it will come up. We play our role as Caritas Internationalis and others at the international level with the UN, for instance, but there must be a global mobilization so that there will be less conflicts in the world. They are, as I said, fueled very often by economic interests. So we must also put on the table the reality. So which multinationals are working there? Which traders are working there? Because that's a very good market to entertain. So in transparency, so that everyone will say, no, we have to stop this.
That was Michel Roy, Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis.